Now, a new translation of the Bible into modern-day Czech hit the bookshelves on Wednesday. The New Testament was actually published a decade ago, though only now have translators managed to complete the Old Testament. But why has the new Czech translation of the Bible been created at all? That's a question Jan Richter put to Alexander Fleck, the head of the team behind the Bible, a 21st century translation.
We belong to a generation to people that were not raised in a Christian faith and were not very acquainted with the language of the existing Bible translations that were quite a bit archaic. And the only two translations available were the beautiful Bible Kralická and Bible of Kralice from 1613, which is very much like the English King James Version, a beautiful, very lofty language, very precise translation, actually, but its language was, of course, very incomprehensible, being 400 years old. And then the only other alternative was the Czech Ecumenical Translation, which came into existence in the 1970s, and this one is more understandable, but still difficult to understand for today's people, especially now, 20 years later, when, for example, my children have a very difficult time to read the children's Bibles that are based on the Ecumenical Translation. So this was basically the need we felt, and that's why we started to work on this translation about 17 years ago.
Now, that's quite some time. What are the major concerns when you're translating a text such as the Bible? I suppose accuracy would be one.
The two concerns with every new Bible translation are accuracy and readability or communicativity. So we are, of course, building on the existing translations, especially we're very inspired by the Bible of Kralice, which is beautiful in its literary approach. At the same time, of course, there are quite a few changes, especially in the Old Testament, where we draw upon the newest findings in the field of biblical studies.
What kind of reactions have you had from the readers, and especially from the Catholic Church? Do they like the new translation?
Well, we first published the New Testament in our translation 10 years ago, and it became quite popular. So the proof of the pudding is in the eating, and there's all about 100,000 copies of the New Testament circulating right now, so we think the reception is actually beyond our expectations. When it comes to the full Bible, it's just been published yesterday, but we already had some very positive reviews from the whole range of Czech churches and different universities and seminaries, including Catholic, Evangelical, and we also had some warm responses from the Jewish community in Prague as well.
Jan Richter was talking there to Alexander Fleck about the new Czech translation of the Bible.